Highs and lows.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Size them snowflakes. Sam, you ever remember this much snow in Arkansas?
No, I ain't. Never. The television said there's this great big low setting right over the gulf there.
A low what?
A low. Just a low, Leon.
Well, it'd have to be a low something.
No, it don't. In weather, there's highs and there's lows, and they cause weather, see.
You mean they something high, too?
No, not something high. Just a high.
Well, I don't see how nothing could be high or low.
Well, it's complicated, Leon. I don't think you could understand. But then there's a low. But when there's a low, you know, there's a big L over a place. And when there's a high, there's a big H. You can see it every night right there on the television.
Oh, yeah, I seen them before. Them L's and H's got circles around them, and sometimes there's arrows coming out of them.
That's right, Leon. Now, I believe you're getting it. You're getting smarter.
Well, now, I know about them things, but where'd they come from, Sam?
Well, they're always there. But when a high drops down, it turns into a low, you see. And when a low goes up, it's a high.
Well, what is it when it's in between? Say a low's going up there to be a high, and it's halfway there. What is it then?
Leon, I know these scientific discussions was too complicated for you.
Hey, you two better put an extra log on that fire tonight. We got a great big front coming through here this evening.
Mercy, Jess, is it coming through high or low?